The last few radio segments have discussed the biblical method of response to persecution. We could respond as Paul and Barnabas did in shaking the dust off our feet as we continue on to our next God-given assignment. Scripture tells us we are to pray for blessings on our enemies, loving our enemies, doing good to and for them. We are to feed them when they're hungry, to give them drink when they are thirsty. Scripture does not ask us to forget or excuse their sin, but to trust God and demonstrate God's love in spite of their sin. We are to show the love of Christ by meeting their needs. We are to never take revenge and retaliate, but to allow the Lord to take care of it in His timing. We are to overcome evil with good. Paul tells us in Romans 12:20 that in doing all of this, we will heap burning coals on our enemies' heads. There is an Egyptian tradition where the one who is sorry carries a pan of burning charcoal on his or her head as a public act of repentance. When we treat our enemies with kindness and the love of Christ, they may repent, turning away from their sin and even becoming a friend. What is your typical response when someone persecutes you? How do you treat your enemies? Will you respond today with the love of Christ?